Time to meditate, Jordan Mamolo,
6 to 9 p.m.
by the grace of
Transformation.
By the grace of Radio,
BCCSA,
Conscientious Complaint Commission of South Africa. By the grace right to you, you decide a manana amabu uchibochi amabu wata. Utona gil nanewa na wooning a doctor. With Pastor Mrs. NB Mamabolo. 12 to 3 p.m. Time to meet with John Mamabolo. 6 to 9 p.m. Whipping my dust for the night by joy. Comes in the morning with Pastor Frederick Mundebele. 8 to 9 a.m. Different colors, white people, with Pastor Nathan Kolofero Malachi, 9 to 12 a.m. Strings, healing, and talk with Samuel Malapani, 3 to 6 p.m.
Good evening. I greet you tonight in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. What a beautiful Sunday indeed. I am excited tonight to present this show. It's going to be awesome, and I believe that you are ready as well. And the time is 8 past 6. We're starting our show. I am Pastor John Mamabolo. I am driving this show, Time to Meditate. Last night I said to you that tonight we are going to talk about a vision. We are going to talk about a vision and the life of the late Bishop M.J. Mamabolo. Now what we will be doing is we will be talking about the vision, and we will be talking about him, the vision that he had, and what happened until the vision was successful. Now, whoever who is just tuned now, I welcome you. I say to you, feel welcomed. It's going to be awesome. Now, every time what we do, before we start our show, we start our show with prayer. Now, we are going to pray to invite God to be with us tonight as we start this show. And I believe that it's going to be awesome. And I believe that your life will change. I believe that you are going to learn a lot from this show. Now, I want us to pray. Before we pray, I'm going to play a song that is saying, Let It Rain. And then with that song, after the song, we will pray. And I believe that God is going to help us. God is going to uplift us as we pray with the song by Bishop Paul. And then with this song, after the song, we will pray and invite God. And it's going to be awesome.
Let it rain. Let it rain Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Help me, somebody, say it tonight.
Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain.
That's all I want you to do now, Lord.
I said with this song we are praying, we're inviting God to be with us in our show tonight. So I pray with this song that it's saying, Let it rain. As we are praying so that may the hand of God, may the rain of God fall upon your life. As I pray, then we are praying tonight in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, we are starting this show. We invite you, Lord, to be with us tonight. We believe that it's going to be awesome. We believe that our life is going to change. We believe that, Lord, we are going to learn a lot of things about this show, about the vision, whatever that we are going to discuss. Each and every guest who's going to be in this studio, I pray, I'm saying, Lord, bless them, Lord, be with them, give them power, in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, yeah, with that song, in other words, we were praying, asking God to be with us tonight into this show. That song is Let It Rain by Bishop Paul. And it's awesome. Now, let me just tell you the ground rule that we have or the what we are going to do. Now, our website is www.radio.bythegrace.org. Our email address is radio@bythegrace.org. The studio number is 083-289-4658. The WhatsApp number 083-289-4658. Or you can call another number 073-269-2731. Or you can Skype us on BTGM Radio. BTGM Radio. You can Skype us there. Or what you can do is you can chat to us on our website. And it's going to be awesome. And I believe that your life will never be the same again. So tonight I'm going to have the visitors in the studio. I will be joined by a pastor, Herintlani, all the way from Muduani. I will be having him in the studio tonight. And it's going to be awesome. And Pastor Patrick as well will be joining me. And already KK, Pastor KK is already joined me, is in the studio with me. It's going to be awesome, and I believe that God is going to help us as we do this. Each and everyone who have just joined us now, I want to say to you, I welcome you to this show, and I believe that your life will never be the same again. We are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, just for a soul, whatever it takes for a soul. Now the verse that we are going to meditate with in the book of Habakkuk chapter number 2. That's the verse that we are meditating with. Habakkuk chapter number 2, verse number 1. And we'll be talking about the vision. As we talk about the vision, we will be talking about Bishop, the late Bishop, M.J. Mamabolo. I believe that maybe some of us here, many people, they may know him. But tonight we will be talking about the vision. And we will be talking about his life as well, from the beginning until he left us. Now it's going to be awesome. You are welcome. You can just tell your friend that we are live. You can just tell your friends that it is happening. We are in by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. The scripture that we are going to read is Habakkuk chapter 2, verse number 1 until verse number 3. Now let me do this as we continue with our show. I want you to feel welcome. As we have started with our show, it's going to be awesome. Now, I'm going to do this by the song Jimmy Sockett, Living Waters. Let the living waters fall upon your life as we do this. We are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. I am Pastor John Mamabolo. I broadcast in our studio in Rubber Ridge.
Time to meditate. John Mamabolo.
6 to 9 p.m.
By the grace,
church will be soon.
You're not in a gospel band, winning soul campaign. By the grace right here, you're not. That bring hope to the heart and the soul to the people, just for a soul. Our curriculum will be in the internet. www.radio@bythegrace.org. Our radio at bythegrace.org. Our church number is 073-269-2731. Our curriculum WhatsApp is 083-289-4658.
Okay, I said to you that with this song by Living Waters by Jimmy Sockett, I'm welcoming you, I'm making you to feel comfortable as we start. It's going to be awesome. We are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. Just listen to this song. After the song, we'll continue. Our scripture that we are reading is in the book Habakkuk chapter 2, verse number 1 until verse number 3. Remember I told you that Pastor Herintlani, all the way from Assemblies of God in Muduani, He's going to be joining me tonight in the studio. And Pastor KK Malaji is already with me in the studio. And Pastor Patrick Mundebele, he will be joining me. He is in Peter Retief. He's going to be awesome. And we will learn a lot. Now, let me continue to play this song. After the song, we start with the verse, Habakkuk chapter 2, verse number 1. And my first guest will be entering and will continue. We are saying spirit, 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 spirit. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse number 1. That's the verse that we are reading. Now let me do this. With this song, I'm welcoming Pastor KK first. I'm going to start with him. He will join me. And after he join me, I will call Pastor Herintani. He will be joining me. The first thing that we are going to talk about. What is vision? That's the first thing that I want our listener to know. And that he must know what is vision. After that, and then I'm going to call Pastor Harry. He is in Muduwani. And then he will be joining me tonight as we will be talking about the vision. And we will be touching on the life of the late Bishop M.J. Mamabolo. And you will learn a lot. What do we hear? We will sometimes play his prayer when he was praying. We will sometimes play when he was singing. We will sometimes play his sermon, and so that you will understand and be clear of what is a vision. Because I believe I realize that many people, because of they don't understand what is vision, they confuse the two. So we want to make it clear to you that what is vision. Now remember last night we spoke about the call of God, and day before last night we spoke about a faith. Now these three things, they go together, if you can understand. Now today we are going to talk about the vision. Now let me just do this. Let me just welcome Pastor KK in the studio, and then we're reading Habakkuk chapter 2, verse. We're going to start from verse number 1 until verse number 3. And then I'm reading verse number 1. After reading verse number 1, we'll explain what is vision. And after that, then I will call Pastor Herintani. He is in Muduwani. He will be joining me in the studio. It's going to be awesome. And believe in me, your life will never be the same again after this show. Believe in me, you're going to learn a lot of things. This show is about time to meditate. We are meditating. Now, I believe that your Sunday was well. I believe that you have learned a lot today. I believe that you have worshipped God. Now you are fine. Now we just continue with what you have learned. You're going to learn a lot. And then let me just do this as I welcome Pastor KK. I'm going to welcome him with the song by James Favor. And then with this song. Then Favor. Favor. Favor shall follow me. As we do this, Pastor KK is entering. You know, he dances his styles. You know that Kwaza Kwaza style. So he's busy dancing Kwaza Kwaza style. And I have joined him now as we dance Kwaza Kwaza. We're joining Kwaza Kwaza together. The thing is, you can't see, but it's awesome. Don't think kwaza kwaza. Money shall follow me.
Miracle jobs shall follow me everywhere I go. Cause I am favored. Cause I am favored.
Favor shall follow me.
We dancing kwaza kwaza together. We dancing kwaza kwaza. Muriti, I welcome you as we dance kwaza kwaza. Let's go. Muriti, I welcome you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Muriti. It's awesome. We dance kwaza kwaza. Favor
so nice.
Shall follow me.
Everywhere I go.
You see, we are singing and we dancing kwaza kwaza style.
Favor.
I see favor.
Favor. Favor. Wow. That's the favor of God. That's the favor of God.
That's favor. The song is playing in background. Muruti, we talking. What is vision? I welcome you already. You are welcomed. You are hot. I see you dance kwaza kwaza. And you are hot now. So what is vision?
Thank you so much, Muruti. Thank you so much, my program manager, studio manager, Muruti, John Mamavolo. Thank you so much for welcoming me in the studio already. I'm in the studio, Komo headquarters, in Raberich. Let me thank you so much. And also to our listeners and everyone that listening to us from different places, different countries. Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be in the studio tonight.
Okay. Now let's talk, Muruti. What is vision according to Habakkuk chapter 2, verse number 1 and number 3? Because I many people I realize that they confuse the two. They confuse the two.
Yes.
I mean, they confuse a lot of things. Now, today we're just talking about a vision. Last night we spoke about the calling. The other day we spoke about faith. So we want our listeners to understand what is vision and what will the person do with the vision?
Thank you so much, Muruti. Basically, like as a take-up also from yesterday night, when we were talking about the call of God and we were looking at Moses' assignment, and generally we then later spoke about the assignments of us as brethren, as people, as children of God, the call of God. Now, when we talk about a vision...
Mm-hmm.
And in looking at Habakkuk chapter number 2, there are a lot of definitions and explanations, but in short, what I can say, a vision is a mental or spiritual picture of where you are going.
Okay.
That is more of the video play of the message that God gives you.
Mm.
So let me try to explain it again in this angle. When God first calls you, that's the first place.
Yeah.
A vision is birthed at the place of a call. Once God calls you, then he gives you a message or an assignment.
Mm.
Then that is what we call a vision. That thing that God shows you that this is what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
This is where you are going. This is what you must do. That is what we call a vision. It could either be mental or spiritual, but it's a vision.
It's a vision.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I just want to read this concerning a vision. They are saying, the act of seeing external object, actually sight. Faith here is turned into vision there. So now, when we read in that Habakkuk, when we read from verse number 1, it said, I will climb up to my watchtower and stand at my guard post. There I will wait to see what the Lord say and how he will answer my complaint.
Yes.
Now Habakkuk, he said he will climb up to the watchtower.
Yes.
Okay? And he will stand at his guard post. And then there, he will see what the God will do. In other words, he was saying that I will see what will the God tell me. He wanted God to tell him something.
Yes.
Now, in other words, is a vision is something that comes from the Lord.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
It is not coming from anywhere.
Yes.
A vision is not imagination.
Yes.
A vision
yes.
is something that God will give to you.
Yes.
Because the Bible says, in the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon any flesh. The young men,
yes.
they shall have vision. Okay?
Yes.
They shall have vision. Now, meaning, you only get the vision when the God gives you the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Then when you have a vision, you make that vision. Vision is not something that you see it now, tomorrow, the vision. That's why when we read in the book of Habakkuk. Mm-hmm. Now, I want us to read it, Maruti. The book of Habakkuk. Now, as we read verse number 2.
Mm.
Now, we will jump and go to verse number 2. We read the verse now. It said, then the Lord said to me, write my answer plainly on table so that a runner can carry the correct message to the others.
Mm.
Number 3. This vision is for a future time.
Mm.
It describes the end and it will be fulfilled.
Mm.
If it seems slow in coming, wait patiently for it will surely take place. It will not be delayed.
Mm.
Alright?
Mm.
A vision. Now, vision, many people, because we lack a patient, we end up being not waiting. Okay?
Yes.
Because I want what they call it, a miracle money.
Yes.
I want something that can happen instant.
Yes.
Now, here, God said to Habakkuk, write it down so that somebody who is coming can run with it.
Mm.
Now, a vision is something that when you have it, when you write it down, everybody who is following you must follow that vision. Alright? You must follow that vision. Many people, we have different vision. Okay? We have different vision. A person will tell you that I have this vision. Somebody will tell you this vision. But the thing is, it takes time for the vision to take place. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
It's not something that can happen now. You see vision today, tomorrow the vision is fulfilled.
Yes.
It may take time, but it will happen.
Yes.
Alright?
Yes.
Now, let's just do this. I'm just gonna play this song. The storm is over. I'm calling Pastor Nkani, as I promised you. He's gonna join me. It's gonna be awesome. And let me just go and fetch him now. Let's fetch him. Okay, we're going.
And whenever I look up, couldn't see the sky. Sometimes when I'm standing, it seems like I don't walk for miles. And my heart could be crying, dead in the middle of a smile.
Man of God.
Good morning, good evening, Pastor Herin Kani.
Good evening.
I welcome you to By the Grace Radio Station.
Wonderful.
That bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. I managed to get you. I am in our studio in headquarters in Rabarich, and you are in Muduane. You are in Polokwane, that side. So I'm excited to welcome you in our show.
Beautiful.
I'm welcoming you with the show by R. Kelly, saying the storm is over.
Okay.
I welcome you with the song, the storm is over, as
Beautiful.
We are meditating tonight.
Jesus.
In the midst of my battle, all hope was gone. Downtown in a rush crowd and felt all alone. And every now and then I felt like I would lose my mind. I've been racing for years and still no finish line. Oh, but then I climbed the hills and saw the mountains. I hollered help because I was lost. Then I felt the strong wind. And then a small voice saying the storm is over.
The storm is over now.
I can see the sunshine.
Somewhere beyond the clouds.
Oh, now you can hear me.
Feel heaven. And
okay.
But you can hear me clearly.
Yeah, I hear you very well. 100%.
Okay,
not beautiful. And our listener, they also hear you 100%.
All over
the world, they are hearing you.
Oh, yeah.
that is why I was welcoming you with the song, R. Kelly, The Storm Is Over. In a studio, I am with Pastor KK. He's in the studio. I want him to welcome you as well. Because I have welcomed him. I want him to welcome you in the studio tonight. As it's going to be awesome.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Dumela Muruti.
Dumela Muruti. Patrick?
No, it's KK. It's not Patrick.
KK?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. No, beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful.
How are you, sir?
Fine, thanks, and you, sir?
I'm very well, man.
No, God is good.
We are welcoming you, man, to the service already in progress.
Thank you. Wonderful.
Yeah, so Muruti, how was your say day today? How was the service today?
My day was perfect. I'm telling you, we were on the subject of leprosy.
Okay.
Leprosy is still the women's month.
Yes.
Yeah, so a lot of stuff with that.
Okay, yeah, we thank God.
Yeah.
Now we spoke last night. I spoke with you that tonight we will talk about the vision, and we will talk about the life of the late Bishop M.J. Mamabolo. Now, in short, I just want to ask you this question, Muruti, that how do you understand about vision? What is vision? According to the Habakkuk vision. Chapter 2, verse number 1 until verse number 3.
Yes.
Yeah.
Habakkuk chapter 2.
Yes.
When you read it from verse 2.
Yes.
It says it clearly that, vision is something that comes from God.
Yes.
It's something that God gives to a person.
Okay.
And the responsibility of that particular person as the recipient of the vision.
Okay.
To jot it down, to write it down clearly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that now whoever reads the vision that's been written down,
mm-hmm.
he may run with that vision with a clear message.
Okay.
You see now, with it, there shouldn't be anything hidden in it. That's why God reveals it to man.
Okay.
To say, this is how I see things.
Mm.
So, in other words, in trying to shorten or try to define what vision is,
mm-hmm.
vision, I could say, it's God's revealed plan.
Yes.
For humanity.
Okay.
It's God's revealed plan to humankind,
mm-hmm.
so that now men should know what to do.
Okay.
Or where to go from now.
Okay.
Where to go from here.
All right. Now, to add what you're saying, Murudi, it's like we can say vision is like a navigator. Eh? Can we say that vision
is a navigator.
It navigates you to a place where you're going.
Exactly.
So, but now, what I want to understand is, because I see a person will say, I have a vision today, and then tomorrow he implement it. Is that a vision? I'm saying, okay, today I said, okay. I say, okay, today, man, God gave me this vision. Now, tomorrow, it I implement it. Do we call that a vision?
We get to doubt that. We get to doubt that because, you know, it sometimes can be confused with the ambition.
Mm-hmm.
People are ambitious sometimes.
Okay.
Stuff.
Mm.
And then now they confuse it to the vision. Because now, one thing about the vision is that now, the vision will convict you.
Yeah.
You know, the vision will take the whole of you.
Mm.
You're so certain that this comes from God.
Mm.
And then from now, from that moment going forward, you now leave that vision.
Okay.
No, in other words, in a vision, God, you know, gives you assurance.
Yeah.
Of whatever that is showing you.
Mm.
It's gonna surely come to pass.
Yes.
It does not matter, you know, the duration for it to come to pass.
Yeah, but it's
one thing for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Once God says it, shall surely come to pass.
Okay.
So, it people who jump the boat,
mm-hmm.
saying, "Look, I cannot follow this anymore."
Mm.
Either could be what he has seen or what he had
mm-hmm.
before.
Mm.
Was just the ambition, not necessarily something that comes from God.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, to I hear you, Murt. I hear you very well. That in other words, we end up being doubting those people. Somebody who said that, for example, today I have a vision tomorrow. Because now, where we read in Habakkuk, the Bible says you should write it down. Eh? When I read it with the New Light Translation, it's saying that in verse number 2, then the Lord said to me, write my answer plainly on table so that a runner can carry the correct message to others. This vision is for a future time. It describes the end and it will be fulfilled. If it seems slow in coming, wait patiently, for it will surely take place. It will not be delayed. Now,
delay.
I think the problem that we have, Maruti, with many people, we don't have patience of waiting. We want a quick things.
Patience of waiting.
All right? Yeah. We want a quick things.
A quick stuff.
And then I end up being saying, I have a vision.
Yeah. And the next day, I didn't see well.
I didn't see well, and I start to say, no, I didn't pray correct. But whereas I said, I have a vision.
Yeah. And you know what? One thing I've observed about God giving you a vision. God reveals to you a vision.
Yeah.
So that you can be rest assured that He is there for answering. In actual fact, on a due season, once the time comes. Whatever you have been praying for, because when you read from the book of Habakkuk, you realize that Habakkuk has been, you know, praying to God.
Yeah.
He wanted to hear from God.
Yes.
Now, when God brings it as an answer, Habakkuk in this instance, he has to cherish the answer. You know, God is giving him that response. From the prayers that he has been praying unto God. So it is your responsibility as the person who has been praying all this time to cherish that answer that comes from God. God knows the character of a man. That, you know, I can speak maybe either audibly or, you know, and otherwise. But the problem of mankind is that he is impatient sometimes, or he even forgets what God has promised him. That's why God now is a kind of warning him to say, look, write it down in case you forget. Write it down.
Yeah.
And then again, you are to wait patiently.
Okay.
You know, for this thing, it has been said for the right time for it to come to pass. Not your time.
Yeah.
But God's time.
God's time.
You know. So, but if you mix your things, for God's things, that's where the problems come.
Okay.
You know, because God is never too late. He's never too early. He does things. At his right time.
Okay.
That's right. So the vision, whatever God shows you, it is for God to make it come to pass and at the right time, not at your own time.
Okay.
And in any case, God is always on time.
Okay. Now, I just want to ask this also to Pastor KK and you, Maruti Hore.
Yeah.
I somehow have a problem.
Yeah.
Every year, people, they are changing a vision.
Oh, no.
Okay. Like every year, people are changing a vision. Now they said, no, I'm changing the vision. So that, does that mean that God is always changing the vision?
So, yeah, you've got my learned friend that side.
Okay.
But if I may give it an attempt before I give him a chance.
Yeah, yeah.
It's okay. I've been talking now for some time.
Okay.
All I could say is that now, sometimes we change goalposts just to suit our abilities.
Okay.
You know, one thing for sure about God's vision is that in the human's abilities, it's unachievable. But when you see somebody changing, sometimes he's questioning the vision that he had or what he has received from God earlier. So now he wants to bring the goalpost nearer a bit, you know, and to the achievable level, if I may put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But one what I know about God is that now the vision that He gives you, it becomes so big, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes you think, is it really, you know, achievable, this thing? Once you begin to ask yourself that question, is this thing really achievable?
Yeah.
Then you must know this is from God.
Okay.
This is from God. Yeah.
Okay.
It must frighten you.
Okay.
So the minute you see people changing, either they want to, you know, they're doubting. That one is far off to reach, you know. Let me bring something achievable, something like that.
Okay.
Okay, that's my attempt.
Okay. Let me hear what KK will say.
No, I thank you so much. I think Maruti, that side has already elaborated more.
Yeah.
Basically, like we are saying, that a vision comes from God.
And that's right.
Since God lives inside us,
that's right.
We have God. We carry God. That's one of the privileges of the New Testament or the new believers.
Yes,
we carry God on the inside.
Yes.
So if God is inside us and now the vision comes from God, it also means that the vision must come from within and not without, outside.
Mm-hmm.
So
one
of the reasons why we see people changing a lot of things, jumping into this, the vision they change, is because that's what you said earlier on, Maruti, that, you know, it's maybe inspired by ambition or something that, from outside. It's something that is birthed from outside.
Pressure from outside.
That's when you say, no, I've got the vision. It's like you are taking it from outside inside.
Yeah.
And it should be the other way around.
Yes.
It should come from inside. In fact, you give birth and to a vision.
And believe God that it shall surely come to
it
pass.
It shall surely come
right
to pass.
Yes.
Because now, the vision of God cannot change, but it progresses.
That's progressive.
It cannot change. It's progressive.
You've just put it correctly, Maruti.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me just say this, Maruti. Like, remember where I read, it said, write my answer, write it down. So that the runner, somebody who's coming after you, can be able to carry it. Alright?
Yeah.
Now,
let
me just do this. I just want to ask you about the late Bishop Mamabolo. Our father.
Yeah.
Now, before I do that, I just want to play one of his prayer. Okay? One of his prayer when he was praying. Alright? When he was praying.
Yeah.
Okay? Let's just listen to it.
Bile gona mo motseng morena ke boletse lentjulao batho ba ke ba gago morena batho ba ba bua thodile go wena ka moka ga bona ba re lujumo re di bua jao ke ya ba rapella modimo gore ba thuse gore ba fetroge le khono le ka leina la Jesu Kriste. Amen. Diane Mazobo.
Okay, that was one of his prayers when he was praying.
All
right. Now, this man, when I read his profile, right?
Yeah.
When I read his profile,
yeah,
I have realized that he had a vision.
Yes, right. Okay?
I have realized that he have a vision. As I speak now, you are one of his products, all right?
Yes.
As I speak now, you are one of his products.
That's right.
Now, for a second, when you remember him, you remember him with what weight?
He is this man. I hear you when you say he is your product.
Yeah.
But by right, I'm his son.
Okay.
You know, I'm his son, and you cannot take that away from me. I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
Never mind, you are his son, but I'm the son.
Okay.
You're talking of a man I know inside out.
Yeah.
I know his heartbeat.
Okay.
You know wherever you are with him, he will talk of the soul.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever he speaks, he talks of the soul.
Yeah.
When the first time I had to start ministering and all the stuff.
Mm.
He would just say to me, look, whether it's a funeral, whether it's a wedding, preach the word.
Okay, all right.
You know, people need to go to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one outstanding scripture that you always say, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
That one that says, it says the fool. A fool says in his heart. In his vision, he said, le deger.
Now, to add on what you say, what you say, you will say,
he would always say that if you, in case you, maybe the whole week you never gave him a ring, telling you, you are in a big trouble. When you see his phone, his phone number appearing on your phone, you must just know, disaster is coming now. You just say, meaning you're starting something that you're not known of, you know? Is there any trouble and of some sort or something? So he was so passionate about the gospel of Jesus. And this is one outstanding sermon that he has been preaching all his life, to say a fool. You know, le degere in the heart of le degere, the fool, says there is no God.
Okay.
And they know these people, they are corrupt. And there's nothing good about them. So that's one outstanding sermon I always hear.
Okay. Know?
And when he prays, you must listen to him, eh?
Yeah.
He speaks to God. He does not do drama.
Okay. Let me just repeat that prayer, okay? Repeat the prayer. To confirm what you are saying. Let's just repeat the prayer.
Modimo tate ke a o leboga le khono le ke bile gona mo motseng morena ke bolletse lentjulao batho ba go ba ga go morena batho ba ba bua thodile go wena ka moka ga bona ba re lujumo re di bubua jao ke a ba rapella modimo gore ba thuse gore ba fedroge le khono le ka leina la Jesu Kriste. Amen. Diana Mazobo.
Okay, now in another way it confirming what you were just saying.
I'm missing his prayers, I'm telling you.
Yeah. So now, why I okay, like, I think he was the man of vision, eh? What he did, the vision that he gave us, because remember the Bible says that vision that you have, you must write it on the tablet so that somebody who's coming can continue to use it.
That's right. Right? That's right.
Here we are. We are still using that vision.
I'm telling you, I'm in the field now. Now I'm pastoring.
Yeah.
And I'm pastoring a church out of his vision.
Yeah.
He had this vision that in Muduane there has to be a church. So we are living that vision now as I'm speaking.
Okay.
So then now it says again, the churches that he has been planting all over, today they are so grateful of the man's vision, great man's vision of planting these churches. And I think we will do justice today if we were to say, look, to carry on his legacy, let's follow him in his footsteps.
Okay.
You know, as long as it has been confirmed by the word of God, because Jesus said, go ye into the whole world, you know, making the disciples, you know, and then baptizing them and all that. So his vision is in agreement with what the word of God says.
Okay.
It's not only his vision, but it's what he took, from God or from his way, you know.
Yeah.
So we should, in carrying on his legacy, then it means that's what we're supposed to do, you know, in extending the kingdom of God further and further.
Okay, so I just want to read this part as we continue, Maruti. To our listener, we are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. So I am with Pastor Hirin Tlane, and I am with Pastor KK. Now, Pastor Patrick will be joining me as well as we continue during our show. And my younger sister will be joining as well as we'll be talking about the legacy of the late Bishop M.J. Mamabolo. Now, to our listener, let me tell you, this man was born in 1946, and then he died in 2016. Now I'm gonna say on the 28th April 1949. Okay?
1949, yes.
Mujobeni right. Joseph Mamawolo was born at Randfontein Radikofi. Okay? In Mukiti. Between Munich and Sukmikar farm. He was the second son of the late Purwana John Mamawolo and Maslaelo Simoki Mamawolo, right? Now, part number from 1955 to 1960. Okay?
Yeah.
He moved to 86 7th Avenue, Alexander Township, with his Rahadi, his father's sister. In 1956, he studied Sub A in Alexander Primary School until 1960. All right, let me stop here. We will continue. Now, we're still talking about a vision. Okay? Now, okay, let's say, for example, I write my vision down, right? So that those who are coming, okay, I write it down, there's a vision. Now, if somebody is not respecting my vision, let's say in the church, where you are now, okay, where in the church that you are pastoring, that you are following his vision. Now, that vision that he had, like he passed this to you, like a torch, somebody giving you a baton to run with. He gave you that baton to run with. Now, you are making that baton to those who are following you. Now, tell me, if somebody is not respecting the vision that the God gave you, what must that person do? Let's say, in this case, Pastor KK is not respecting the vision that I have, but he is following me. He is saying he is with me, alright? Wherever I go, he is saying I go with you, but he is not understanding or is not following the vision that God gave me.
Let me give it an attempt. You know, it's two dimensional. That question that you've just asked. In the first scenario, I'll put it as, you know, somebody who does not submit to my vision in the same church.
Okay.
You know? This person is in my ministry. You know? I'm the pastor. I'm his pastor.
Okay.
And then now he is not supporting my vision. And then now in another scenario, it is where now somebody has passed the legacy of his vision to the young ones, like in my case, to my bishop, Mamawolo. You know. And I want to start with this second one.
Okay.
Of where now Bishop Mamawolo lived, and then had a vision. We were following his vision. We were like his subject. In other cases, I may put it that way. Firstly, one thing I need to highlight is that now, before I go any further, vision is personal.
Okay.
Vision is personal. Hence, the person who was given the vision is so convicted. He runs with it without wavering, come what may. You know, he does not waver from pursuing that vision.
Okay.
But now, the people who are his sons might have a different vision from the founder the one who gave birth to them. They might say, okay, in extending the vision, you know, I'm inspired by what you're doing, man of God. I'm telling you. if I may just take a short left from answering the question. I'll come back to you.
Okay.
You are the extension of what Muruti Mamawolo has been doing. You did not divert from his vision. Muruti Mamawolo has been planting churches everywhere. He will give birth. That was one of his attributes.
Yes.
But now in your case, you are not planting churches everywhere like your father. But what are you doing now? You are reaching millions now through this blessed TV station.
Yeah, you know?
I mean the radio station.
Yeah.
You've just, you know, took the initiative of.
Yeah.
So, in other words, I'm trying to highlight a point that we're not diverting from the founder's vision, but we should be seen as the extension of that vision. Unless if we were to say the churches he has started, let's close them down. In that case, in that case, it's a disaster. We are working against the work the man of God has started. But if we were to continue and extend it even further in other means, like you know, media platforms and all the stuff, reaching millions, you know, that is much appreciated.
Okay.
So I'm just putting it that way up front to say the sons to the bishop, they might not have the passion of going to start the churches like the pastor did, but do it another way around.
Okay.
But now, in the same breath, I just want to touch quickly the first one, that one of a member in the church who is not submissive to the vision of the vision bearer.
Yeah.
You know, that in that kind of situation, the member is quite destructive.
Mm-hmm.
He's destructive, and it should be seen that way. Immediately the pastor sees such elements in members, he has to have a way now of dealing with the situation, because they will even delay the progress of the vision that the man of God carries.
Okay.
You know, he has to address it as quickly as possible, because for the vision, for it to come to pass, somebody has to see it for him to support it. So if you don't see it the way I see it, so we need to address the situation.
Okay.
Yeah.
I hear you, Maruti. Okay. Let me just ask Pastor KK. Now, I want him to answer. I want to hear him. How do you understand what you just said?
That's right.
Thank you so much once more. I think Maruti has also highlighted quite a number of things. And then let me just take it a little bit from this point, from this angle. You know, I was just looking at, as Maruti was speaking, I was just looking at Psalms chapter 1, verse 1.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, when you study from verse 1, it says, blessed is the man that does not walk, or blessed is the man that walketh not.
Mm-hmm.
Point number one, that is walketh not. Then, not in the counsel of the ungodly, no, standeth in the way of sinners. Point number two is standeth. Nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Point number three is seated. So we have walketh, we have standeth, we have seated. Then look at verse 2. It says, but delights in the law of the Lord. So that law, again, can also be translated, delight in the vision of the Lord. Now, going back to Habakkuk. Habakkuk now speaks of a different kind of a man, because now he's speaking about a runner, that he may run.
We
saw a walker, we saw a sitter, we saw somebody who's standing. Now, when it comes to a vision, when you read Habakkuk, it says, you, the vision bearer, your duty is to write it on the tables. Now, on the tables there, it can also be on the heart. Meaning that God gives Moses the vision, but it is the responsibility of Moses to go and pitch it to the children of Israel. So now there is a problem, because among the children of Israel, there will always be a Korah. There will always be a Korah kind. And now the Korah kind can be different. Some of the people that come into the vision and submit, some of them, they take the vision, they sit with it. Some of them, they take, they walk. Some they take, they stand.
But now, the problem becomes when your vision, the kind, this kind of a vision, needs somebody who can run. Then now we have a little bit of discord right there. Because now, when a local church or a local ministry or anything that faces that kind of a situation, the duty now is for us, first of all, to try and make it clearer to the runner, to the receiver.
To communicate it.
To communicate it very well.
Yeah, pass it across. To the people you are going to need in this ministry.
So
that
they understand it.
Yes.
Now, of course, there will always be some people who will say, you want runners, I'm a stander, I'm not going to change. Runners, I'm a sitter, I'm not going to change. Now,
is that the reason why we see other people being changed out of the churches?
that's because somebody is a sitter, Maruti, is sitting with your vision. Your vision requires runners. It says he may run that readeth it. Because of the nature of the vision. Now, let's talk about the practicality of it. And then when a local church happens that, among every 12, there'll always be a Judas, this one that, opposes the vision, takes the vision to another direction. Yeah. They are with you, they are walking with you, but they are not the kind of runners. They are opposite runners.
Right. That's
so
right.
Now, when we face that kind of situation, it would be advisable that, after the vision bearer has tried by all means, has tried prayer, patience, all means of communication to the people.
Yeah.
And now there's always this person. If this person that is causing this kind of a discord, this kind of a vision, most of them, they will even come with a vision, they come with a vision inside the vision. Then we have division.
Yeah,
we have divisions.
Divisions.
Now, in that kind of
thing. Can I just jump in, Muruti, right there?
Yes.
To say, thanks that you rightfully mentioned that in any, it does not matter how beautiful, how good your vision might, look, People who are coming to join you in advancing the vision, some amongst them are the people you just mentioned, the workers. Not the runners, but the workers. And in one scenario, you do have the standers. And then now, they are there.
They are there.
We should face the reality. But now, it's advisable again to realize that when Jesus called his 12 disciples, he knew, I'm calling Judas Iscariot.
He knew very well that he went to Judas Iscariot and said, Judas, I'm calling you.
these people are there, and it's good that they are there, Muruti, because they always keep us on our toes, I'm telling you. Their distraction, or their destructiveness, if I may put it that way, it shouldn't distract us from pursuing the vision that God has given us, or start to question the vision that God has given us. In actual fact, to us, it should work vice versa. When we have these people among us, it should always be the reminder to us that, hey, you know what? Come on, keep on pushing. This thing that I have, it hasn't been, given to me and this guy at the same time.
Yes.
I have my own vision. Maybe he has his own division. It's fine, but I have the vision of God. So I must run with this vision without being distracted or disturbed.
Yes.
He will always be there. I mean, if you keep on chasing people out of your church, I'm telling you, I don't know. Every week you will realize you've got a new opponent.
That's true.
Okay. Yeah. Once you chase that one out, you must know, and somebody will always also have a problem. Why did you chase that one out in the first place? So, and the remaining ones will say, hey, man, we had to have chased two or three people last week, so... why must we still be here? Because, it's like this is your house. This is not the house of God anymore. And at the end of the day, you have very few people left in the church. And I don't even know why are they still there, because You are a man's chaser.
Yeah, no.
So in a way, we must learn to live with the people who don't see things as we see them.
Yes. Okay.
Teaching us that lesson.
Mm. All right. So okay. Yeah. Let me just add this, Marut. I think what you all said, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Now yeah. I think the problem that we have as KK Marut KK has mentioned is that a person can sit with the vision. Right?
Yeah.
But we as a pastors, we must make this vision visible.
Yes.
Okay? When God told Habakkuk that, Habakkuk, write this vision down, that everybody can be able to see. I think the problem that we are having, why we feel that people are rebellious. Is because they don't see the vision.
That's true.
Alright?
Yeah.
Meaning, if
either in my writing.
Yes, either in writing, you put it down there, not every day, but every time when you get chance, you tell them, this vision is we go, and that is why when we read in the book of Matthew, when Jesus called the disciples, he gave them the vision, go to the whole world and preach the gospel.
Right?
And then Jesus left. Now, the disciples, they did the same thing now, starting to preach, telling everybody that go and preach the gospel. That's a vision.
That's right.
In other words, they made it visible. Mm-hmm. Okay?
That's right.
The reason that we think that people are rebellious, they are not rebellious. We didn't make a vision visible.
We didn't communicate it very clearly.
Very clearly. And sometimes you find that we put it like in a glass, where we close in the glass that it can't come out.
Yeah.
It's not we're not allowing it to expand, because when you expand, you make it expand, now you will be able to see. Like when you're able to expand, somebody from the local church will be able to step in and take it. But even though he's gonna do it in another way, but he's still gonna be that vision, but he's just gonna add into it. Let's say maybe the vision saying that we plant the churches, okay? The vision say okay, we plant the churches. A person can say okay. Now I'm not planting the churches, I go and preach.
Mm.
Okay?
That's right.
I go and preach, or I go and do something. Mm. Now that is a vision.
Right.
Now, if I think we can do this, I think that we can go far. Like, I just want to say that when I remember my dad, what he used to do.
Yes.
Now, before we do this, let me just, let's just do this. Let's just do this.
Time to meditate, John Mamabolo, 6 to 9 p.m. By the grace of Church Moving Soul.
Moruti, we're still continuing to our listener. We are about the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. I am with Pastor Rintlani. He is in Polokwane. I am in our main studio in Rubber Ridge. I am with Pastor KK. Now the time is 12 past 7. We're still meditating. We're talking about vision, and we're talking about the late Bishop MJ Mamabolo. In other words, Bishop MJ Mamabolo, he had a calling, and the calling after that, the vision was there. Now I just want to read this as we continue from 1961. It's saying, the family moved from Randfontein Radikofi Mokete to Rasekgopo and stayed in this area, and his father, Polwana John Mamabolo, was a handyman. He built this house. Right? Now, 1961 to 1962, his father was a leader of traditional dance, and his brother was also part of that dance. At the age of 12, he started playing and dancing the Naga dance with the old man in that area of Sehopo. Now, people were surprised by this because he was a young, an old man. He was talented. Okay? We're talking about Pastor Bishop M.J. Mamawolo. Now, as we continue, let me do this. Let me just get Pastor KK, Pastor Patrick in the studio. He's going to join us, three of us. We're going to be four now. But I want us to go with the song called Sigijime. Now, in Sigijime, meaning we gijima, and we go and fetch him where he is. Now let's do this. Sigijime. I will go and fetch him. I want to welcome Pastor Patrick in the studio. I am with Pastor KK and I'm with Pastor Hirintlani. We are welcoming you with the song Sigijime. Let's gijima and we gijima and we make you feel comfortable. Let's gijima, we make you comfortable. We're making you feel comfortable because Pastor Harry, we welcomed him 1 hour ago. He's hot now, so we are making you hot as well as we are meditating. So let's kijima and we kijima. Okay, yeah, so we were gijima and we gijima and Mugijimi is back, gijima, we are back. It is awesome. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and souls of the people. I am with Pastor KK. I want you, Pastor KK, to welcome Pastor Patrick in the studio. It's awesome. We were gijima and we gijima and we are tired. Now we welcome you.
Ndate Moruti Dumela.
Madume Moruti Waka, greetings to you.
How are you this wonderful Sunday, Moruti?
I am well by the grace of God, and I am warmer than I was when we started. I think the song did some magic. I wasn't kijiming really, but I think it got my heart pumping a little bit more.
Okay.
you are welcome. I'm already in the headquarters here, so I'm just welcoming you all the way from Pit Retief. You are welcome. I'm dragging you into the studio now.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
So yeah, so I want Pastor Harry to welcome you officially in the studio. He is in Polokwane, and you are in Pit Retief. Now I want him as well to welcome you in our studio as we continue to meditate.
Yes. Pastor Patrick,
yes,
welcome,
sir.
Man of God.
Thank you so very much, Pastor Harry. It's a wonderful thing to hear from you.
Wonderful, wonderful. It has been a while, really, after we spoke last time, really.
Yes, sir.
thank the Lord to hear your voice once more again.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, still more than welcome. We are on a very hot issue here for the Pope Vision. Yeah, so glad to have you on board.
Thank you very much. Anyway.
Yeah, so okay. I believe that you are hot now. Hot because we hit Mugijima and we gijimed. And we are continuing. So before that, I just want to play this and tell me that what do you remember about this? I'm not going to tell you, but I'm just playing it and you will tell me. Let me just do this.
Kibile gona mo motseneng morena ke boleje le ntshulao batho ba go ba ga go morena batho ba ba bua thodile go wena ga moga ga bona ba re lujumo re di bubua jao ya ba rapella modimo gore ba thuse gore ba fedroge le khono le ka leina la Jesu Kriste. Amen. Diane Matsobo.
Okay, I want to ask you, what do you remember, what do you recall about this what is playing here?
I think this is most definitely the voice of the late Bishop, Bishop Mamabolo.
Okay.
And he was praying. I'm trying to remember where we were, but I believe we were in Limpopo, a place called Mujaji.
Okay.
I think so.
Oh, yeah, you are right. Yeah. Okay, you are right. So in short, what as we are talking about vision, can you tell us about this man in short? As we you can tell us about this man's vision. You can tell us about this man's passion. You can tell us about
Well, what I remember the most about the late Bishop Mamabolo, he was a very observant man, and he was a man full of faith. He did not just parent when he was on the pulpit, but he was a parent everywhere where he was, and he was always interested in helping the people, and he was a preacher of the gospel at heart, you know. I think his greatest vision was to see the people saved and the people, being set free from the torments of the devil and to cling to Christ. And I think that's what he lived for his entire life, you know, to see batuba bafetuhile, batuba pulusitwe, batuba tibana le morena Jesu. And that was his passion a lot. And he was a man that was always willing to help. You know, he worked with his hands to support the work of ministry. And he treated people in a very valuable way. I mean, I was a little bit younger than I am now, you know, when I first met him. I think it must have been 2013 or so. And I felt valued by him, regardless of the fact that I was still very much a young man that I am now. You know, so that also played a very important part, I believe, towards the vision that he had, that he was a man who valued people regardless of color, creed, or, you know, stature, or you know. So that's a little bit of what I have. And there's a lot that I can say, but for the sake of this program, I believe that is enough.
Yeah.
Okay, tell me, Moruti, like, when did you meet Bishop? When did you meet him? And when did you meet him?
Well,
how was the first experience when you met him?
Yeah, well, I think it was 2013, if my memory serves me all right, when I met him in the pastor's conference, the AGF pastor's conference, and then I met him at his home again. It was, I believe, 2015.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to meet him as a parent, and I also got to meet him as a pastor.
Okay.
You know, so firstly, I met him as a pastor, and he he was rendering an item. You know, one of the things that I liked about him is that he did not like formality.
Yeah.
You know,
too much formality.
Yeah, to look too important.
Yeah,
high on the horse that people cannot approach him.
Mm.
You know,
yeah.
He was approachable. He was full of jokes. He got on the stage, and I gave him the microphone, and then he sang a song, and he said, "Kali jweso liska bina lin nakovane alia alia
prasa lin."
You know.
Yeah.
He sang that particular hymn that he sang at the pastor's conference, and everybody was dead laughing. You know? But at the end of the day, we remember it even today. So he had a skill and a way of reaching to the heart of the people.
Yeah.
Be it in a funny way, but one way or the other, what he said or sang,
it's gonna diffuse that tension, you know, in the hall whatsoever, you know.
Yeah.
Whenever
yeah.
people were so serious, you would just bring that humor in it and you start to laugh and enjoy the moment.
Amen.
Can we say that he was a man of vision? Can we say that he was a man of vision?
Definitely.
Okay.
He was a visionary. If we, I got an opportunity to read his wonderful biography.
Mm-hmm.
And his ministry that spans for decades.
Yeah.
Showcases the fact that he was a man who had a vision. In other words, through the Spirit of God, he traveled to the future and saw what he wanted or envisioned the future of the people, even the future of South Africa, to look like.
Okay.
And he came back, you know, and tried to let people understand this vision. But at the same time, he did not, he worked towards the vision, and I believe that vision came to pass.
Okay.
You know. So the greatness that he had was the power to let you understand, or to infuse you in the vision, to let you understand. So in other words, he could be able to display the vision clear to you so that you grasp the vision, and you also would be able to run with it in such a way that I believe that even myself, I caught part of it and I'm still running with it. So the vision that he had was beyond his lifespan. You know, I believe I'm still running in that same vision that I saw him carry.
Okay. So
I think one of the most wonderful things there, Muruti, is that in the vision that he was able to let us understand, he did not hold on to the baton as well. He gave batons to others to say, keep running, let us run. You know, here is a vision that God has given us, and he has not just given it to me, but he has given it to me so that I can be able to share it with you.
Mm. Mm.
Amen.
Okay. So let me just read this part now. An interesting part. In 15 July 1963, it was on Monday, when he accepted Jesus as the savior of his life. At the age of 14, in Alexander Township, under Assemblies of God, that time was back to God. His life changed completely. From that day, he started preaching the gospel to other people. Then he was baptized in water and the Holy Spirit. Okay, now in 1964 to 1967, all right, he was dedicated in the things of God. He continued to preach the gospel and teaching the word of God all over the places. As they were meeting for youth service with the other youth from all over the country, he was hard worker. He got a job in one of the white company in Alexander, Johannesburg. And he learned a lot of things there. He was a builder, painter, welder, and he knew every kind of job that you can mention. The money that he got, he saved it, and one day he went home for the first time after he accepted Christ as the savior of his life. His father and mother and everyone at home as Hopo, they did not know that he is now born again. every time when he goes home, they used to bow down to idols. But that year, they failed to bow down to idols. Okay? Now, when we read Exodus 20, verse number 5, it says, don't bow down to them and don't serve them because I am God. You are God.
Yeah.
And I am most jealous God, punishing the children for any sin their parents pass on to them to the third and yes, even to the fourth generation of those who hate me. When he arrived home, his father called him to come into the house that they used to bow down. He said, no, I am now born again. And the family did not understand it, but he continued to believe, and he did not bow down to the idols. Now, today is the 26th August 2018. Now, you're going to see, on 26th August, which is today, but 1968, he continued working. He was saving money, and finally the money he saved, he managed to do license, and he obtained license 040, and he obtained it in Alexander, and he started driving a motorbike. He used it to go to work. It was on this day, 26 August 1968, where he got his motorbike driving license 04. Okay, I don't know how many years from there until now. It's what? It's 50 years, ne? It's 50 years ago, 1968 to 2018.
Yeah,
is what?
Yeah, yes, right.
50 years ago, right. Where he got his driving license.
Yeah.
Now, correct. Where after here, where we just read about when he got saved. We read everything when he was born and everything, and when he got saved. And he got his license. Now, what I like about him, he was a talented man. Eh?
Yeah.
He was working with his hand. Yeah. Now, he had a vision. Alright? Now, we will read another part as we continue. Now, I want to do this. Okay, I'm going to ask this question to Pastor Pat as he has just joined now. Now, Muruti, tell me, how do you understand about vision?
Let me just, because I have already interacted with you, man of God, Muruti Mamabolo, Muruti KK Malachi, and Muruti Herintane. Allow me to just take this opportunity and greet everybody that might be listening to this wonderful show tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I greet you in the wonderful name of Jesus. It does not matter where you are. You might be in the USA, India, Australia, South Africa,
mm-hmm.
Basically in whichsoever corner of the world you are.
Yeah.
But if you're in the sound of my voice, and I just want to say welcome, and I greet you in the wonderful name of Jesus.
Okay.
Now, going back to the question that you've asked me, Muruti Haka, it's a very deep question, the question of a vision. You know, I believe that a vision is that which you travel to the future to see, and you come back to the present to implement.
Mm.
You know, so you close your eyes and you open the eyes of the Spirit, and you begin to travel through the Holy Spirit, and you travel to the future.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and through aspirations, you gaze upon how you want the future to look like, or perhaps you gaze upon what the Lord shows you, you know, as a roadmap to what you are called to do. And you come back to the present and you implement that which the Lord has shown you, and you start to walk towards the future, you know. I just want to also borrow from Martin Luther, Pastor Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
You know, when he said, I have gone to the mountaintop,
mm-hmm.
and I have seen how the future looks like.
Okay.
So he had a vision, and we understand the vision that he had, obviously, you know, the vision of racial integration, amongst other things. You know, so you travel to the mountaintop, and you see how the up
Mm-hmm.
And you come down, you come back again, and you tell the people, you see, I have seen how the future looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And now you implement ways and strategies through the grace that the Lord has given you to now navigate and go to that which you have seen literally.
Okay. All right. So let me just, I hear you very well. Now, okay. Now, Habakkuk was told that he should write the vision down, right? Now, as we're talking about vision, I just want to remind our listener. I think maybe Maruti Petty you will recall. Okay. Okay, this radio station, the reason why I want them to understand this, that the vision is not something that can start today and tomorrow. No. It doesn't work like that. Now, in 2010, 2010, 2011, there was this pastor that I was traveling with. Then I said to him, you know, I see this vision that lay to me about the radio station. I don't know, but I see that 3 years from now or 4 years from now we will have a radio station. Then I left it like that. Now, what I want to say is, vision, it should have a confirmation. Alright? Vision, there should be a confirmation of confirming the vision. That if the vision is the right one. Okay? So now, in 2014, if I'm not mistaken, Maruti can remind me, I'm not sure, but somewhere 2014-15, yeah, me and Pastor Pat, we had a conversation, we were in a serious conversation. Then I said to him that we should have a radio station. That is what God wants us to do. Not going TV. Now, Pastor Pat confirmed, he said, yeah, well, he also, the very same thing came to him, which was confirmation. Now, what I want to say is, vision, when you write it down, it there must be a confirmation. And after confirmation, that vision must is going to be fulfilled one way or the other. Ne? We in other words, we spoke about something that is not yet there. It wasn't there. It's like we can say vision and faith, they goes together. Because what we just read on Habakkuk, it talks about the patience, that you must have a patient for a vision. Okay? Now.
You know.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Sorry to interject there, Murut. I just wanted to confirm what you're saying, that faith and vision work together. You know, I can put it this way so that our listener would also get a full idea that a vision is the destination and faith is the transport.
Okay.
Amen.
Yeah. Okay. So now let me just ask Pastor Harry. Now, what? Okay. Yevan Antan. Lisa Lela. Now, we he used to quote Matthew chapter 4:4.
Yes.
He used to say, "Muntu hapi lega bohobe fela."
So, "Muntu
roto fela." Yeah. So now, let me continue reading. 1969 to 1971, we are still meditating. I am with Pastor Patrick, I am with Pastor KK, I am with Pastor Harry. We are meditating, we are talking about vision, and we are talking about the life of Bishop, late Bishop MJ Mamabolo. And during the show, my younger sister will join me as we will talk about this thing of vision and the late Bishop MJ Mamabolo. In other words, what we are saying is we are celebrating his life. Some of us, we are what we are because of him. And the ministry that we are running with, by the Grace Ministry, is the one who told us to continue. And yeah, so now 1969 to 1971, he continued to be active in the body of Christ, and he met William Caesar, in brackets bishop, during youth service in Alexander, and he was traveling from one place to another, preaching and teaching. He started teaching Sunday school, preaching at state, doing evangelism, and he continued working at the company, working with his own hand. He was preaching in a train and bus. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse number 2, it says, herald and preach the word, keep your sense of gently, whether the opportunity seems to be favorable or unfavorable, or inconvenience, whether it is welcomed or unwelcomed, you as a preacher of the word, you as a preacher of the word, are to show people in the way they live, and convince them, rebuke and correct, warning and urging and encouraging them, being unfairly and, okay? Now, these four things that I'm reading, a bishop was having those things. Number one, he was able to rebuke. I mean, he was calling a spade a spade. And he was correcting. He was warning. He was, I mean, he will tell you, he went on turn. Okay? That's what he will say. As I quote. Now, 25 December 1972. It was Christmas. Ne? At the age of 23. Okay? He married to Jelana Elisa Mamoher. Okay? Solomon said, he who find a wife, find a good thing and obtain favor from the Lord. Proverbs 18:22, Proverbs 19:14, Proverbs 31:10. Okay? House riches are the inheritance from fathers, but a wise and understanding and prudent wife is from the Lord. Proverbs 19:14. A capable, intelligent and vigorous woman, who is he who can find? She is far more precious than jewelry, and her value is far along. Okay, Proverbs 12, verse 4. Now, 1973 to 1975. And then we will continue after I finish reading 1973 to 1975. We're going to continue. Now, he continued to be active in the body of Christ. He never stopped to preach and to teach. Many people, when they marry, they are no longer active and everything changed. But he did not change. The speed of preaching the gospel increased. He continued to work using his own hand. 1 Corinthians 4:12. We work hard with our own hands to feed ourselves. When people insult us, we ask God to bless them. When people treat us badly, we accept it. That is what he was doing, working with his own hand to feed himself and the family. He was not depending on anyone. All right? Thessalonians 2:9-10. Now, okay, we're having a problem with nowadays. I don't know if I can say, okay, let me just say it. Now, we're having a problem with people who depending on any other people. Number one, they are lazy to work, okay? They are saying we have a vision, okay? They're saying, okay, they have a vision. But they don't want to work, number one. Number two, they want to depend on other people. Okay? Now, what I want to, why I'm saying this is this, if a person does these things, there's no other way that the vision can be successful. I mean, there's no other way. So I don't know if I don't know. I want us to digest to discuss about this issue of I think laziness will cause a vision not to work. Number one. Yeah. If a person is lazy, because there are people who are lazy, they end up being taking people's money because they are lazy. Now, why I was reading, it tells that the late bishop, he was working with his own hand, okay, to make sure that the vision that God gave him, it becomes successful. In other words, if somebody is lazy, the vision will not be successful. I don't know if I'm right or wrong, but I want us to talk about this. Let me just give a Pastor Anthony a chance just to interject into this issue of laziness.
Hey, Maruti, you go into another corner now. This is a very a hot potato. I'm telling you. Funny enough, the nowadays vision, if you were to ask, you know, a person of the vision he has, to say, what's your vision? What's your God-given vision in the ministry? You will be surprised of, you know, the kind of answers you'll get from different people.
Mm.
You know, some of the vision you could just there and there detect that this is not from God.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is more personal, more of, you know, personal enrichment about him and his advancement in life. You know, other people see an opportunity in the ministry as a way of starting a business of some kind. You know, from the explanation of the vision that he might be having and all that. But in the same breath, I should also mention that you know, the God-given vision would always carry with it the characteristic of what would of reaching out to the world and you know, giving out, not necessarily you know collecting people, but giving out and extending from God. It shouldn't be about, you know, no, my vision is, you know what, I want to myself, blah, blah, this, you know, level or hierarchy in life and being this, you know, dominant person, being this big and all this stuff. That to me, it characterizes the wrong vision people have in most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But God-given vision will always carry with it the heartbeat of God in it. God's heartbeat, we always know that, is to get people to repent, depopulate the kingdom of darkness, and they're populating the kingdom of God. So, if it's something else, then we begin to question it, and we come to be proven to be very correct when we say their visions are questionable, because, you know, they are after people's money all the time. You know, what does not, you know, go from their tongue all the time is money. And that's how now the world knows that.
Mm.
Once you mention a person to say, this one is a Mruti Wamzalwani, they say, wow.
Mm.
They show me his car. You know, we know these kind of people, they are always after money, and they are very manipulative. They call us names, I'm telling you, and it's true. That is what we are doing out there. People, they need Jesus, but I'm telling you, Mahatma Gandhi said this with the other time, to say, I like your Jesus, but I don't like these Christians. Exactly the impression we are giving these people. You have the vision, but now your vision is like, now it needs people's money. You are after people's money. But if you have a godly vision, money is going to come. Money is going to come to support that vision. You don't have to run after money. Money should run after the vision. So immediately we see this Mruti Wamzalwani always on the issue of money. And as you've rightfully said, Nkanda Morena, we are very lazy. Mruti Mamabulo taught me one thing that I'll never forget.
Yeah.
The minute he ordained me to be a pastor, he said, Mruti, never quit your job.
Okay.
And I said, oh, come on.
Kala, now I'm a pastor myself. I'm imagining myself now in a full-time ministry, going to do the work of God full-time. He said, no. Even at your workplace, you are still at work. You are still in a full-time ministry.
Mm.
Wherever you go, to prove you are in a full-time ministry, does not necessarily mean you must quit your job. Because by quitting your job, you're not going to be a burden to other people.
Yeah.
That's why now we're no more longer preaching the word, we are now preaching money.
Mm-hmm.
Manipulating the scriptures to fit whatever that we want to achieve at the end of the day. And by so doing, really, we are causing a big, big damage to the body of Christ.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I hear you. So let me just add at this point, Muruti, as you said that he said to you that don't quit job. Okay.
Yeah.
When we read on 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9 to 10, it said,
yeah,
for you remember, brothers, our labor and toil, we work night and day that we may not be a burden to any of you while we proclaim to you the gospel of God. Verse number 10. Mm. You are witness, and God also, how holy and righteousness and blameless was our conduct towards you believers. Paul moved in with them. Acts chapter 18:3. And they worked together as their common trade of tent making. Okay? Now, he said, with the money that he got, he bought himself a motorbike. Alright? Like, with the money that he got, he bought himself a motorbike. Alright? Now, in 17 February 1975, God blessed them with a baby girl, and she was named Musibudi Melida. Psalm 127 verse 3, don't you see that children are God's best gift, the fruit of the womb, high righteousness, legacy. It was a joy to the family. Okay? God spoke to him and he said, go, the very same year, 1975. Okay, he resigned from work. But I want people to understand. He resigned from work. He was in Joburg, okay? He was in Alexander. God spoke to him that he should leave Alexander. Okay? And then he had a house in Alexander. Then he left Alexander. He went to Asokopo village where he met the late Reverend Jack Ramurike Mapunye. Okay? Now, from 1976 to 1977, they both worked together preaching the word. Now, he planted the church called Sohopo Assemblies of God. That church was planted by him. Okay? But remember, he left the job that he was working on the company for the wife. But remember, he was talented. He was, even though he left the job, but he was able to work with his own hand, building the house, whatever he was doing. Okay? He didn't leave the job and depend on the church. Because he left the job, he planted a church in Asokopo. Alright? 1978 to 1979.
Yeah.
Okay? Again, the Bible says, study and be anger and do your almost to present yourself to God approved. Ne? And a workman who has no cause to be ashamed. Now, which is 2 Timothy 2:15. Now, in 1978, he enrolled with All African School of Theology for 1 year certificate in Sunday school. And in 1979, he graduated. The same year, 1979, he upgraded his license to code 10-10. Okay? Okay. In 1980 to 1985, he continued to preach the gospel house to house, visit, preaching tents, teaching Sunday school, and the church in Asokopo Assemblies continued to grow. In 1981, he registered for the 3-year diploma course in ministry with the same school, All Africa of Theology, in Witbank. And now it is called Hebron Bible College now. Okay? Now, in 1981, it was during the first conference of Assemblies of God after the split of Assemblies of God in South Africa, which was held in Magaliesburg, Stone Ridge. Joseph Mamabolo and Frank Mafa on the picture. Iron sharpened iron. and one man sharpen another one. People learn from each other, as an iron tool make iron sharp. Proverbs 27 verse 17. Okay, let me stop, then we'll continue. Now let's just go and drink water. I believe that Pastor Hiri want to drink some water. So when he drinks some water, we will play the song, I Give You My Heart. And then I will drink water as well, and we will continue.
Your line, Muruti, breakful that time, Muruti, John Mamabulo.
Yeah?
Yes, your line sometimes is breaking for me that side, but now I can hear you.
Oh, you can.
Time you were going through
the, oh, when I was going to drink some water.
Yeah, now, water came out clearly. You know, I could hear you when you talk of water.
The water of life.
Yeah, okay.
I know you have many women, man, for Sierra, if you are talking about
that.
Yeah, yeah.
That one will be very loud.
Yeah.
That was the Lord.
Yeah, in other words, I'm playing the song that's saying, Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul. This song, it goes with the vision that you need to give God your heart and your soul in order for the vision to work. Let me just play this song. We continue listening to the song. We will continue. We are continuing to saying, Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul. I am Pastor John Mamabolo. I am with Pastor KK in the studio. We are saying, Lord, I give you my heart, I give you the soul. And I am with Pastor Patrick. He's in the Petrative. I'm with Pastor Harry. We are meditating together. It's awesome. It's awesome. We are meditating. We're saying, I give you my heart, I give you my soul. Now, the reason why I was playing this song, I want our listener to understand that you must give God your heart and your soul in order for the vision to work. Because if you don't give if you don't give God the heart and soul, the vision is not gonna work. And like as I said, that the late bishop, he was a man of character. He was a man who was able to correct you. He will tell you, uriewe nantan. Na uriarifiyo jana jeontan.
Ije rifi ni jaje. Utoma yivina.
Okay, I just want to play one of the songs that he sang. Now, it will add to what Pastor Pet was saying. Now, let's just listen to this song. It's a prophetic song. Let's listen to the song.
Hey, where now? Na lindiveji na sige ba o sige wale bala hore o mufiti he wena o sige wale bala o sige wale bala o sige wale bala hore Baba ngwe khile ba khwetji o ge ba le tonolo ba khwetji baba ngwe ba khile ba khwetji Keba Bahwechi.
Okay, it is one of the songs that is a prophetic song. Hore babanga ba shwile ba khwedi dieleng.
Yeah.
And that was a prophetic song, one of the songs that we will remember him.
Yeah.
And okay, we are continuing. It is awesome. I am with Pastor Eri and Pastor KK and Pastor Pet. The time is 7:59. We're still continuing talking about the vision. Like now, the thing is, when it comes to vision, it's not an overnight thing. It's not an overnight thing.
Yeah, it's not an overnight thing. It's true.
Yeah, it's not an overnight thing. It's something that need a patient for it to work. Now we are continuing. We are continuing. So I'm going to give Pastor KK, Murdi KK, as we are continuing. I don't know, have you met the late bishop? I don't know if you met him, what was the, can you tell us in short what you learned from him, and if you met him?
Thank you so much, Shansma, again. I haven't had much time with him, but I think I met him twice. The first time I think I met him was in 2014 here in Tembisa, here in Kanana, when I was coming to preach there. He was there, just sitting there in the corner there. And, you know, I had a time of just interacting with him. It was not much of a great time. Rather, let me say it was not much of a long time, but it was a great time, you know. But one thing I can say is that having met Muruti John Mamabolo, I can say I met the bishop.
Okay.
Because he is truly a reflection of what I've been hearing about the old man and everything. So I haven't had spent much time with him. But definitely I can say I know much of him and more of him through Muruti John Mamabolo.
Okay.
Yes.
I hear you, Muruti, I hear you. I hear you. Right. Now let me go back to Pastor Ntlani.
Hello, yes.
Can you tell me the time when he was rebuking you, how did you?
I'm sorry, you're breaking a bit.
When he was rebuking you, you know, rebuking when you did something, how did you feel like when he was rebuking you, telling you that you are out of line? The time when he was rebuking you.
Oh. When he was rebuking.
Yeah, when he rebuked you, did he somehow rebuked you, or was he able to mold you when you did something wrong? Like, let's say maybe you did something wrong. What will he say? Will he say, no, it's good? What will you say?
Hey, man, the man was very straightforward, man. He knows Jiga, who would have read there and there. Hey, Arigiza, so hey, Utsusa is Sina. Arigiza, Utsusa is Sina, Juna. So that is his character. He's a very straightforward man. He does not think twice when he has to come and you know, correct you or whatever. But in any case, he was a very loving person, you know, very caring. He would do that out of, you know, parent's heart, not necessarily to destroy a person. That's why we love him so much. He would rebuke you now, but the next day you will be phoning him again, looking for him.
Okay.
Because you know, you can feel that this is a parental, you know, rebuke, not the will of
the child. So, what is the moment that you will not forget? Like, a moment that when you think about him, you wish that he could have been here. Like the moment, let's say maybe now, when you get a situation where, for example, in the church, ne, when you find a challenge where in the church, you wish that, what is that reminding you that, man, if he was here, I...
you know, the first thing, in actual fact, you are very mindful of your steps whenever he's around. Mm-hmm. For instance, when he comes to our church, then I know there are some things, you know, the members would not do whenever he's around. Because first thing, when he takes the pulpit, you know, he's playing guys, you know, the instrumentalists, the everyone, the a voice. So from that moment going forward, you just know, hey, this man does not take, you know, anything, you know, you just have to be very careful around him. So sometimes, really, you get to miss him in church when you see some of the things happening. Hey, if the man was here, if the old man was here, this was not going to happen. You are not going to talk like this. You are not going to do things like this because, you know, you will sharply critique people for that.
Mm.
Yeah, some of the things they happen because they know, hey, the old man is no more longer around.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So let me just ask Pastor Pet.
I'm sorry, you can come again.
I'm saying
you're breaking.
Okay, let me just sort this. Okay. Can you hear me us now? Can you hear now?
No, it is a bit better now.
Okay. So now let me just ask Pastor Patrick. Like for the moment that you met him, you had time to interact with him. I believe you said it was 2015, right? Hello?
Yes, sir. I think I'm losing you just here and there, but I'm listening to you.
Okay, let's just do this. Let's just try to see what's happening, yeah?
Yeah, I think you much better. Thank you.
Okay. Now, I was saying that I'm asking you a question that on your side. Like, I think you somehow met, okay, you had time to interact with him in 2015, right?
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, you had time to interact with him 2015.
Yeah.
Now, what is that you miss of him? What is that you miss of him? You think that if he was here, like, in general, like, if he was alive, what he was gonna do?
Definitely wisdom, you know. I don't know, but that man was just full of wisdom. You know, I would ask a question and then just listen.
Mm.
You know, the way he's able to solve issues.
Mm-hmm.
The way that enemies will shake hands.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know, so I miss that. Sometimes, you know, for instance, with... with the spiritual tree where we are, sometimes where there are few differences and sometimes even robust differences, you know, I just miss him more because I know that if he would take a microphone at that point in time, or be able to interact with the people which don't see eye to eye, I know that for sure. He would be able to make crooked paths to be smooth because he just had that aura, he had that wisdom, you know, to be able to diffuse conflicts and to be able to make people to walk together because the Bible clearly says that how can two walk together unless they agree? So he had that ability to make people who don't agree to see with the same eye and to agree and to walk together and to shake hands and to hold hands, basically.
Mm.
That's one of the most important things that I really...
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Mm. I hear you.
He had that.
Okay. Let me just read. Yeah. Continue reading. Okay. In 14 August 1982, after 7 years, God remembered them and blessed them again with a baby boy. And he was named after his grandfather, Polwana John, right? Okay. Now, 22 February 1984, he obtained 3-year diploma in ministry with All Africa Bible School of Theology. Because Paul said to Timothy, study and be anger and do your almost to present yourself to God approved. Alright? Then 8 July 1984, God blessed him again with a son. Alright? Who is Timothy? Okay? After he was named after his grandfather from his mother. Mabrani Timothy. Okay. October 1985. Assemblies of God Fellowship National Annual Conference at Magaliesberg. That is where he was. There are pictures there that I read. 1986 to 1990. God spoke to him. Go, leave Sehopo Assemblies of God and go to Gadikgale to plant a church there. It was not easy task, but he accepted it and went to Sehopo. I mean Gadikgale Marowala. He listened to God and he heard him and acted on it. James 1:22-23-25. Anyone who listens to the work but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at the face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately he forgets what he looked like. But whoever looks instantly into the perfect law that gives freedom and continue in it, not forgetting what they have heard but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. Okay. Now, in other words, in 1986 to 1990, he left Sehopo Assemblies of God. He went to Marobala. Okay. Now, that is where he planted a church. Alright. The same 1986, he was blessed with a daughter, whom I'm gonna invite her in the studio tonight, who is Timelo Faith. Now, in 1987, he continued to preach. Pitching tent house to house to tell people about God. And then it was like, okay, he formed Come Together of Churches in 1987. Okay, he formed, he was a man who was able to he was a man of vision. Because now when he went to the Khale in 1986, in 1987 he planted, he formed what we call Come Together of Churches. Ne? It was him as a founder, and it was co-founder the late Reverend Jack Mudike Mapunya and the late Pastor Patrick Levepe, the late Pastor Siale, Bethany Church International Assemblies of God, and then those churches they were meeting in one place once in a 3 months. Okay, because of him. Alright? Now, 20 November 1988, he was blessed with a baby girl again. Her name is Mpo. Now, February 1989, he was speaking at the wedding of John and Grace Levepe as the friend of John, the younger brother of the late Pastor Patrick Levepe. Here you find a wife now. This man, he was, I mean, wherever he was going, there was impact. All right?
That is correct.
Wherever he was going, there was impact. Now, in the very same 1989, he had initiative of renovating the church at Gadikgale. Those who knows Gadikgale, there's a church, the old church. Then we went there to do the bricks. Okay. Now, in 1990 to 1992, he went to Mancha Primary School to preach to children and teachers, ne? And praying for them during morning assembly. Okay? Now, he wrote the letter. He wrote the letter. He wrote the letter to them, and then he went there, and there was what we call the change to the school. Okay? In 1990, he went to Mchodi High School. He was having a prayer meeting with the student Christian representative. Alright. Now, the same 1990, he went to Mafefe. Ne? He went to Mafefe. and then to do house to house. All right, let me stop here. We will continue. Now let's go. Let's come back to our what we're talking about, the vision. Okay. Up to so far, what we have read from 1949 until 1992. What is that we have picked up? I'm gonna ask Pastor KK. What is that we have picked up from 1949 until 1992? From 1991. What is that we have picked up into his ministry, into his vision? What is that we are learning now of we believing that we can use it to make our ministry, to make our families, to make our churches to grow? What is that you have learned, Murut?
Basically, I've learned quite a number of things. Where do I start? you know, throughout this man's life, you learn something like perseverance. Perseverance is a character, is a virtue that this man had. You know, having had the biography, having had the testimonies of this man, you can tell that this is a man who sticks to what he believes in. And from right there, I think that's what made his, or rather, that sped up the development of his vision. The vision that he carried from those years, you know, through perseverance and the faith that he had in God. You see it going through seasons. You see, you know, him living from one place to the other, you know, those kind of things. They also show us the kind of perseverance and faith that this man had, of which is, if we are going to talk about a vision, you are not going to talk about the fulfillment of a vision unless you talk about the perseverance. Because God does not give you a vision and tomorrow, like you are saying, then tomorrow it's already accomplished. Especially when we're talking about a transgenerational vision. You have to understand the importance and the power of perseverance. And faith also inside that. There's just a lot I can say. I'll just leave it to my pastor that side.
Okay. So let me just ask Pastor Harry.
Oh yeah.
From where we just read, from 1949 until 1991.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all I read there is the man who always pushes the boundary.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever he goes, that place doesn't remain as it was. He was so passionate about the kingdom of God, so committed to the things of God. Mm-hmm. Whatever he does, when you see him carrying a piece of a wood, you must know he's going to do something about it, to preach the gospel, to pass the message across, you know. And he was a very practical man. He was very simple, even when he would be preaching. He would use some stuff, the simple stuff, to illustrate what he really mean by whatever he's saying in his sermon. When you see him carrying a brush, a paint brush and a paint, you must know he's going to be, you know, doing something colorful for the preaching of the gospel. He was a very handy man. He will, you know, fix his cars by himself. He will paint his car by himself. Well, to Mugwera, he wanted to look nice, and because he wants to write something on that car, you know, about this Jesus and all that, and even now in our church, you've got some pieces of, you know, of furniture. He designed it himself for us. You know, he's the one who came up with the idea of a pastor who must have a
a special seed so far in our church.
Yeah.
Something we never even thought of before.
Yeah.
You know? So it was so dedicated to the things of God, I'm telling you.
Mm.
And that's why he always is always a happy man, you know, to do the work of God. He's not being pushed to do it.
Okay.
It just comes out natural.
Okay.
You know, there's a scripture I so much wish to really say here.
Yeah.
And now,
mm.
That says, this scripture, he likes it so much.
Mm.
It says, there's a passage where he says, when he puts it, he says, cursed is the man.
Yeah.
Who lays his hands
mm-hmm.
upon a plow
yeah.
and he looks back
mm.
and he looks back.
You find it in Luke 9:62 verse.
Mm.
It says, no one who puts a hand to the plow
mm-hmm.
and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
He always mentioned that to me, to say, look, when you do things for the kingdom of God, don't look back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't look back. Continue. Focus, you know. So that's why you see, you know, much of impact in the things that he does, because he becomes so committed in whatever he's doing, and then the result shows at the end of the day that he's a very dedicated man.
Okay. So now, let me just read this part. Now, okay, 5 October 1992, the family was blessed with a baby girl, the last born, which is Cujo Peace. Now, in 1992, his Baki Nissan Dixon,
yeah.
1980 Dixon model,
yeah.
that he was using for the work of God, was stolen.
Yeah.
No, listen to this part. It was stolen. The
yeah.
devil was thinking that by doing that, he will make yeah. him to stop preaching the way.
Lose the vision.
Yeah? And by doing the work of God,
yeah.
that car yeah. was stolen in this way.
Mm.
The same month yeah. that the car was stolen. The engine yeah. on the car, God, like he fixed that car for that.
Yeah.
It was that month where he overhauled the car to make it look new.
Yeah.
In the morning yeah. when he wake up, the car was not there. Now,
yeah.
the problem was now, for him to go to church, he didn't
yeah.
have a transport to go to church, because
yeah.
where he planted the second church in Dadehale, it's 20 kilometers
yeah.
to go. I mean, you
yeah.
can't walk with the feet. It's not like
yeah.
like when,
yeah.
when Pastor Pet is in Peter yeah. Tiff, he can go to Swaziland. It's not like that. I mean, he can just walk to Swaziland. But with him, for him to go there, he was supposed to, I mean, 20 kilometers is not child's play.
Yeah, child's play.
Now,
yeah.
the
yeah.
devil that he was doing that in order that maybe thinking that he will stop his vision. But what I like
yeah.
about him, with
yeah.
or without a car, he continued to preach the gospel.
They stole the car and not the vision.
Yeah, that's why I'm
yeah.
saying
oh, yeah.
to our listener that we call it a vision
yeah.
because vision, it will never die. Okay?
Yeah, no.
It doesn't matter if somebody can try to kill it with by stealing whatever you have. Vision, it will never die.
Yeah, that's
yeah. true.
Now, to add on what I'm saying, Pastor Pratt and KK, they are witness. We once
yeah.
went to okay. Before we went there in 2014, when Bishop came to officially announce the ministry that we run, they stole the tent and they stole everything. But because we learned from him that we
mm.
are not
giving yeah.
we continued. Okay, I mean, it doesn't
that's
matter
right.
what they do. The vision
yeah.
will never die. Whether they steal,
right.
they do what, the vision
mm.
will never die. We want to say to our listener, if you have a vision,
hey,
it will never die.
Gone.
That's true.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Now, we come to 1992. He planted the church Muduwani AGF. Alright?
Yeah.
It was in
yeah.
the year 1992 where
yeah.
he planted a Muduwani AGF where
mm.
Pastor Harry is the pastor there.
He
planted that church in 1992. Remember, he was not leaving a car. The car was stolen.
Yeah.
Alright?
Yeah.
The car was stolen. But during the car being stolen, God told him to go and open another church in Muduwani. Now,
yeah.
the work was too much because he didn't have a car. He was traveling there with the taxis and so on. But he did what he was supposed to do.
Yeah. Alright?
Now, in 1993, he managed to buy another car, the small car now, because he's been a year without a car. He bought a small car, which was, I don't know what was that car called, but it was a small car that he used.
Now he used that car as like a buggy. Now whatever that he wanted to carry, he used that car like a buggy. It was a private, but he used it as a buggy. Alright? Now he worked with own hand. He did some chairs, you know, the chairs for the tent. He did it with his own hand.
Yeah.
All right.
That's why you can't even recognize the model of the car.
Yeah.
So the bike is the same size.
That's the thing.
So
I think I now know why where this thing comes from. Because for the past years we've been using this Polo like it's a double kill. I've been wondering where this thing comes from. Because we will load speakers and bags and everything, guitars, everything inside that remote. I will be traveling to Limpopo. So I now know where this thing comes from.
Now, October 1993, they were in a national conference in Magaliesburg. It was him. It was Pastor Mpela. It was Pastor... it was Pastor Rakopa, it was Pastor Tobejani, they were there in Magaliesburg, okay? Now, in 1993, listen to the story.
Yeah.
There was no electricity in Sokopo where he stayed. Now, he had to call somebody to wire the whole house. Now, in return, he gave the same car to that man who did the wiring. Yeah. Now, he was careless. He didn't have a car now. To travel, but it did not stop him again. Now, what he did now, he started using the public transport, okay? Hiking from where he was staying to Adekhale, hiking almost for almost from 1993 until long. Now in 1994 to 1995, He trained a Sunday school. Some of them Sunday school, they are doctors, some they are teachers, some they are professional engineers. They come from his own hands. Like he worked very hard to teach them the gospel. Now, in 1995, he planted another church in Hamakhuwa. Right? He couldn't have a car by then. Still, he didn't have a car. But he planted that church. Right? Now, in 1995, the same 1995, he wrote a letter, 1996, he wrote a letter to the clinic that he's going to preach at the clinic. Because his vision, he knew that he had a vision that he need to, he need to work on. Alright? Now, listen to the part. In 1995, he wrote his vision down on the paper, ne? Soul winning and counseling ministry was launched. Okay? It was called Life in Christ Ministries. In bracket, LICM.
Alright.
And he was the founder. Okay? Proverbs chapter 11 verse 30, it said, the fruit of the righteousness is a tree of life. And he that wins soul is wise. Okay?
Yeah.
He that wins soul is wise. I want to say this to everyone who is listening. If you are winning soul, you preach for the gospel of Jesus. You are very wise. If you are having a vision, but your vision does not include the soul winning, go to the drawing board and correct it.
You have
a ministry that it does not include soul winning. Go to the drawing board and ask God to correct that vision. Okay? Because the Bible says, he who wins soul is wise. Okay? Now, in 1996, before 1996, in 1995 December, they made a party for celebrating Come Together. Remember, he was a man of vision. Whatever he wanted to do, he was not asking for permission. What I like about him, if he want to do something, he's not asking for permission, especially when it comes to the things of God. He just do it. Okay? Now, in 1996, he joined World Outreach. I think most of people, they know World Outreach. He joined the World Outreach. Now, he went to preach in the prison. Now, his slogan for preaching in the prison was Hebrews chapter 13:13. Remember those who are in prison. I think Murtin Sani may know this. He always carries, he put it on the paper saying, remember those who are in prison.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, he was
yeah,
preaching in prison. Yeah. Now, listen to the interesting part. In the same 1996, he was the chairperson of Northern Province Region for the Assemblies of God. Ne? He wrote a letter to Tobela FM, formerly known as Radio Lewoa, okay, to announce the conference.
Yeah.
Okay, he wrote to announce the conference. All right. Now, in 1996, they had a first graduation for the prison because he was preaching in the prison. He was a man of vision.
Yeah.
Right. Then, in the same 1996, some of us were baptized by him in 1996. Right. Now, in the same 1996, there was a wedding for, in 1997, there was a wedding for Jewel and Jane. He was the one who was doing preaching.
Okay, that was 96, eh?
Yeah, that was 1996.
Okay.
Yeah. So now, in the same 1996, he got a printer called typewriter. You know typewriter, where you write.
Yeah.
He got typewriter.
The old one.
That's what I'm saying. He was a man of vision. Whatever that he wanted to, you know, not a laptop, typewriter, the old one. You know, there was no laptop. Typewriter.
When you type
it, you know that one, that typewriter. That's what he got. He bought it. He was a man of vision.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, in 1998, he equipped Andres Ramoloja. He equipped him to be a Sunday school teacher. What I like about this man, he was equipping people. He will tell you that you must do this and go and do. Now, to each and everyone who is listening, if you are a pastor, don't Oscar Dulalin tell man, give it away. Oscar Dulalin, I say how.
Yeah, that's true.
Oscar Dulalin, give it away. Don't sit with it. Give it away. No. I want to say, you know the problem that we are having with many pastors. Let's say to Murdin Khan, in your church, if there is somebody who is upcoming of preaching or doing something, don't have jealous to him. Help him to grow. Now, the problem of people is when they see somebody doing the work of Jesus, maybe they think that he's doing better than me, so they somehow have that thing of dragging the person down. But what I like about... What I like about this man, he was able to make sure... Able to make sure that he was giving you whatever that you need to sustain the vision.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, let's do this. I'm just going to play one of the preachings that he preached. And when we come back, I will try to get my younger sister. So we will talk. The time is 8:30. We left with 30 minutes to sign off. It is awesome. I'm with Pastor KK. I am with Pastor Harry Ntlani. I am with Pastor Patrick. And I am Pastor Jonah Mamabolo. We are in by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. Now, let me just do this before I play. And let's just do this. We say... Okay. We say Ada. Ada, only you can do. Then after it, let me welcome my younger sister in the studio tonight. Hello.
Hey,
how are you?
Hello.
Hey, how are you? Hello?
I'm good.
Yeah, I welcome you to our radio, by the Grace Radio. I am with Pastor KK. I am with Pastor Irene Tlani. I am with Pastor Pat. We are talking about the vision and the late, our dad, Pastor MJ Mamavolo, Bishop. So you as the daughter, I want to give you a chance. I'm welcoming you. Before I give you a chance, I want all of pastors to welcome you in our show tonight. I give them that opportunity to welcome you.
International now. We bless the Lord. We welcome you. Thank you.
Yes, we are welcoming you. You can, I'm not sure if you'll recognize the voices, because I think voice Yagalia, Pastor Patrick. They are modified. So we are welcoming you into our studios here, Mobile okay. The Grace Radio.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, greetings to you, Ceci. How are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm great. We just want to welcome you to By the Grace Radio. And it's so colorful. I think already it's so colorful to have a lady and to have someone who had known Morodi MJ Mamabolo or Bishop Mamabolo, not just as a pastor, but also as a daughter, who had a daughter-father relationship far above to just know him as a pastor. So we welcome you to this international radio by the grace, and feel at home, feel welcome.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, so my younger sister, I just want you to tell me what do you remember about our dad? And the moment that you like every time when you come about the situation, you think of him. I give you this opportunity now.
Thank you very much for giving me this time just to say something about my dad. I feel honored to have had such a wonderful dad like him.
Yeah.
And there's a lot I can say about him, and like, you know, there's a lot I can say.
Yeah.
There are memories bit by bit. I think a lot of things that were happening between me and him, like a father and a daughter thing. There's a lot of things, but one thing I can say is that he was such a strong man. Yeah. If there's anything that I took from him, is that he was not afraid of anything.
Yeah.
And now that he's gone, you realize what is. Except if you spend most of your time with him,
yeah,
you're gonna learn a lot. If I can just go back to one of the things that I remember when I was in Israel, for example, a church where I was going, they wanted someone to preach, and then eventually they chose me. I didn't know what I was gonna talk about, but I went to my bed. I remember very well. I asked him about a certain verse without even thinking about it before. That is one of the things that I feel like, you know, I could have learned a lot when it comes to that story. How was he able to know about this thing? For example, some of us now, if I want a verse, I have to be there. But you see, you are just a walking Google. That is one of the things. When I think of him, I'm like, this man was really powerful. And yeah, we've learned a lot. Like, with him coming to school when he was going to school, preaching and everything. I mean, not all of that can do that. And not, I thought I was into that. He was not afraid of spreading the gospel. That's one thing I remember about him. But certainly he was a very loving in a good way to us. So there's a lot I can say, but he's healing me.
Okay. So okay, you have touched the point that he was, I mean, he was a Google working, cause who?
Yeah.
I know. I mean, you could ask.
Yeah, working Google.
Yeah, working Google. That's who to correct it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if you ask him anything, as my sister reminded me, he will tell you. If you ask him a scripture in the Bible saying, kana the scripture say,
you know,
he will just tell you without even, you know, opening the Bible.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Wow.
Okay. So let me. Yeah.
A wonderful man. I feel like he's gone too soon.
Yeah.
He was gonna share his wisdom with us, but I feel like, but he's done his part, and whatever he planted in our hearts, we're gonna take it forward and move it.
Okay. So let me just continue reading this part, and then we will continue. I was on 1998. There was a project that he created in Alikhale Mushat. I don't know if Pastor Antlan remember that project. Where he was selling the chicken and miroho and so on.
Yeah.
So what I want to say is he was a man of knowledge. Like, he was a man of hands. Like, he was working with own hands.
Very handy.
And he was leading by an example. Now because we are having a problem with people who, pastors whom they don't want to work. Want to be worked. They want to be worked, not work.
Yeah.
Worked is somebody come and give you whatever, but you don't want to go and work. But what we are learning about my dad, my spiritual father, my dad, my advisor, my everything, like, he was able, he was doing everything with his own hands, especially when he comes to the family, he was able that he support the family, but also when it comes to the work of God, you couldn't stop him. I remember in 1990, I don't know, Mara, maybe Tumele won't remember, somewhere 1996, I think 1996 or 95, it was a Christmas time, we were all happy that he's going to buy us a Christmas clothes, you know, like anybody, not 1980, no, somewhere, 89, somewhere there, 89, 93. We were excited that he's going to buy us a Christmas clothes.
Yeah.
Now, when we arrived in Polokwane, there was this shop called, I think it's Musical something. I don't know if Pastor Tan still remember that shop.
Musical, not music.
Okay. But that shop, all in Polokwane, it was selling an instrument. All time, the Musical something.
It's Musical. I know it.
Yeah. Musical. It's no longer existing now. Mm-hmm. But that time, Now, we went there, we were excited that we are going to buy the Christmas clothes. When we arrived there, he said, no, let's go this side. I want to buy something important. He never told us that he's going to buy the guitar, the keyboards, and you know.
Mm.
We were expecting to get the Christmas clothes.
But
to our surprise that we got, he bought a keyboard and the first keyboard that Muruti Mampego played. Keyboard, he bought it with our money for Christmas. but he was doing that in a good. What I'm saying is because he liked what he was doing. Like, when it comes to the work of God, he was sacrificing a lot. Now, he sacrificed for a lot as a family. And we learned a lot from him. Now, in remember from typewriter, in 2004, he got a computer, an old computer, which is still there in the office, from typewriter to computer. Now, whatever that he wanted, he was getting it. Ne? Now, he was able. So now, in 2004, he planted a church in Kotishing. And that church is still existing, but he told somebody to take care of the church. Now, I want to ask my younger sister, Which moment do, like, the moment that when you recall, the moment, God, like, how can I say, the happiest moment and the moment that, okay, like, what make you sad, what make you happy, like, was he able to rebuke you when you have done wrong, or was he just smart? Oh, yeah. Like smart, you know, like he was he smart or?
Yeah, I get you, I understand you. Yeah, I was able to rebuke, you know, you will learn. I cannot, he doesn't like anything, I mean, he will just tell you straight.
Yeah.
And, there are a lot of moments where he was rebuking me, you did wrong, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can right now. I cannot remember one specific one, but the moment that he was rebuking a lot when you do something wrong, like you'll be just scared just to see him. You know, it's reassure, but no, yeah. But the times where I remember. If you did something well, he was able to congratulate you or tell you that what you did, it was okay, I liked it.
Yeah, and then yes.
Yeah, that one I know, in many cases, if you passed at school, you did well, he was able to tell you, here you worked very hard and I'm proud of you.
Just to come in there. In my early days, you know, starting to preach, I made a lot of errors, as normal, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But the man will appreciate you. He will tell you, hey, man, yeah, hey, we betty. But now when you look back, you say, yeah, no, man, that man was just encouraging. Yeah. And here we are today, you know, because of those little things. You know, they kept us going, and here we are today. He's very good in motivating.
So let me just...
The third part that I can just mention, it was when I was seeing him being sick.
Mm.
That was the first time seeing him being in that position. I've never seen him being weak in that way, so
so okay, I'm just gonna play one of his sermons. Let's just listen.
I don't know rasa blege ngwele ngwe ke sanjo be le control, self control ke nya ga re obele go shasi ba manganga ba gona ke te jibona nna nna ke te jiba tsho ba manganga hore ba sokolo we be bana ba mudidi go she ya ga ire he wena re opela ke ire he wena o seke wa lebala o seke wa lebala o seke wa lebala hore o mofiti he wena o seke wa lebala o seke wa lebala o seke wa lebala hore o ene le pela bo tsi bana khathe le khona wo pela ngwan le shapo ngwan he wena o seke wa lebala o seke wa lebala o seke wa lebala hore o mofiti he wena o seke wa lebala o seke wa lebala o seke wa lebala hore o mofiti ba bangwe ba khuile ba khwetse morene ke
ba le tlhogonolo ba khwetse murene ba bangwe ba khomaya a sa jola mothakone kar maisae da tsinya bana ba batho mo are zuma o do ba support e wena mo tsinje o nyala mwana o bele mosadi wao agile amana yoga motho ya rengi a sokologa.
Yeah, so that was one of the preaching.
Yeah.
As he was preaching and he sang, we still remember him. So for me, on my side, I remember. He said to me that keep on preaching and you mustn't stop. What he told me that if you want to do something, do it. When it comes to the things of God, don't ask for permission. I mean, you must do it. Don't ask permission to go and preach somewhere. Yeah. Just go and preach. Yeah, just go and preach.
Yeah.
So we will
want to give account to God at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So God is not gonna, ask for, did people give you permission or whatever.
Mm.
You just have to do what God has assigned you to do.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
So yeah, so I just want to give each and everyone a chance. We left with 10 minutes to close to log out to our show. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring up to the hearts and soul of the people. Now before I do that, let me just do this before I give you a chance. Before I give everybody a chance, let's do this.
Time to meditate.
6 to 9 p.m.
By the grace of
Jesus.
By the grace of Radio.
This
is CSA, Unconscious Complaint Commission of South Africa. By the grace of Radio. You decide to manage our mabu chibu chibu ambamu water. Kutona ni nene ola huni a doctor. With Pastor Mrs. NB Mama Bolo. 12 to 3 p.m. Time to meet with John Mama Bolo, 6 to 9 p.m. Whipping my dust for the night by joy comes in the morning with Pastor Patrick Mundebele, 8 to 9 a.m. Different colors, one people with Pastor Nathan Kurufero Malachi, 9 to 12 a.m. Streets Healing and Talk with Samuel Malapani, 3 to 6 p.m.
Yeah, so before I give you a chance, I want to read the part. In 2015, the month of June, when he was chosen to represent World Outreach in Thailand, I remember he was excited when I accompanied him to airport. The first time he was in a plane, he was excited to be in Thailand. I remember when I called him in Thailand. When he came back, he said to me, he told me that when I was in Thailand, he entered into the hotel. Yeah. You know, in the hotel, there are some cokes. They put cokes in the fridge. Now, according to his understanding, he thought that those things is for free. Now, he took the cold drink and drink. Then, when it was time to go, they told him that he should pay the bill. He said, no, how can I pay the bill because you put me in the hotel? They told him that, no, what was in the fridge, you need to pay. Alright? Yeah. And the other moment when I remember him, he said he went to, it's Nando's or Chicken Licken, something, no. I think Nando's or Nando's. When he arrived there, he sat down, they said to him, can we offer something to drink? He said, yes, bring tea. Now, after that, he ordered the food. When he finished ordering the food, they said to him, they gave him the bill to pay. They included the tea. He said to them, you said, can you offer me a drink? You understand? Can you offer me the drink? You never said I'm paying for the drink. You said, I offer you the drink. Yeah, so that is those moments when I remember him and used to say, John. Yeah, so that's my dad.
Yeah,
and that I should work.
He used to say, remember, he used to tell you, you should do your school. Yeah, So now see, now you're pastoring on another level now.
Yeah, so that was him. Yeah,
if it wasn't for the school, I'm telling you, you'll be pastoring locally, not internationally like now.
We thank God. So I'm going to give each and everyone a chance. I will start with, I think I will finish with my sister. Let me start with the one who was in the studio first. No, I'm starting with the one who was in the studio first. You know, it goes the way it was. The one who was in the studio first is Pastor KK. So I started with him. I'm going to give him a chance to say whatever that he wants to say. And then once everybody finished, we will sign off. And
okay, thank you so much. Ewena. let me just take this time to thank everyone, our listeners from all over the place, all over the world, from the United States, everywhere outside Africa and inside Africa, South Africa and everywhere. Thank you so much for listening. And also let me thank Maruti Baka, Maruti Ntlani, that side, Maruti Patrick Mdebele, and our sister Tumelo, that side. Thank you so much. And of course, our studio manager. Thank you so much. What I can say is that I was just looking at, you know, as we were busy going through, especially talking about the vision, looking at the life of this man, Bishop Mamabolo, it just dawned inside me, you know, the chapter when God spoke to Moses in chapter number 27 of Numbers. He says, now take Joshua, the son of Nun, and lay hands on him so that he becomes a new leader after you die. And now in Joshua chapter number 1, God speaks to Joshua. He says, now that Moses, my servant, has died. Now, in other words, now God was trying to say the vision that was upon this man is now upon you. You are now about to walk in his shoes. You are about to mature. You need to, he begins to give him certain instructions, because now Joshua was about to take over a vision, a transgenerational vision, a vision that transits from one generation to the other. Now, I believe that the reason why we are now speaking here internationally, it's also because of the vision that God laid in this late bishop. And tonight we are able to speak to somebody in Barbados, somebody in USA, in Botswana, in Lesotho. Somebody is listening to us because of a transgenerational vision. So I'm so encouraged somehow to say, may we also keep on this vision. May we take it to where God has really laid in the heart of the original vision bearer. And also to everyone listening to us, your personal vision in your ministry, in your family, in your business. May you trust God with that vision, that it will break every challenge. It will break every criticism. It will transcend every demonic drought. And I believe that the God who called you for that vision will give you the provision. I thank you, Ani. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. I'll just end there. I can't continue. I feel something just coming over me. I'll just leave it to that. I'll throw it to my pastors that side. They'll just end this thing.
Okay. So let me give Pastor Harry, as he's the second one to enter in the studio, I want to give him a chance to say whatever he wants to say.
Pastor John, let me take this opportunity just to really thank you so much. I really appreciate the time and opportunity to be on air for the very first time in my lifetime. So I thank God for what God is doing, and through you, man of God, through the vision you had, here we are today, and it's all because of the vision. And Yeah, we bless the Lord for that. And then I just want to say this word that Manabulo used to say from Proverbs 29:18, where there is no vision, people perish. So because of one man's vision, here we are today. We are in the airwaves because of the vision of one man. So look at all this. So may the good God keep this radio station alive and even outlive us. So we bless the Lord for that. And men of God, I really appreciate the time we spent together, all the thoughts we shared together. So God richly bless you until we meet again.
All right, thank you. So I'm going to give to Pastor KK. I'm done with. Something.
It's okay. Let me start.
I'll give to Pastor Pat to say what he wants to say.
Yeah. Well, wow. Thank you so very much, man of God. I just want to firstly appreciate, it was so great tonight to have Pastor Nhlane and Moruti KK on the studio and Stacey as well. It was so unique, and we appreciate you so very much.
Thank you.
I've been listening to you as you were describing, obviously, quoting and taking from the great visionary which we have learned to know, O Moruti, Bishop Mamabolo. And there are three, four things. I'm going to tell you why I say three, four things.
Mm-hmm.
That I think I've summed up, because I've been taking notes as you were, describing him. Yes, thank you so very much. Yeah. That under the vision that he had, every vision needs four resources, which is what the man of God had. Number one, it's the gift or the divine ability from the Lord, and number two, he had the skill, or he developed himself, he upskilled himself to work with his hands to fuel the vision that the Lord has given him. Yeah. And number three, he had the character. Yeah. The man unasapotabodi, and the man did not try other ways to fuel the vision or to push the ministry, but he had character. That means integrity as well. Yeah. And lastly, another great resource for a vision is faith. So these four things that he had, I believe that it's something that he is, even though at the Aile, but he's still speaking to us through these things. That for every vision that the Lord is going to give you, he's going to give you the divine ability, he's going to give you the gift, he's going to allow you a chance to upskill or to have a skill to develop yourself for the betterment of that vision or for the pushing of that vision. Number three, he's going to ask you, be holy. He's going to ask you to have character, to have integrity, so that people can look up to you as you push the ministry or the vision. And number four, you need to have faith, because along the way, sometimes it's up the hill, sometimes it's down the stream, So these are four things which I believe we have learned, or I have taken down, as you were talking about this great visionary. And the characteristics from Moruti Nhlane and Stacey and Moruti Mamabolo and Pastor KK, I've noted four things as well, which was inside the vision, or as you proceed with the vision that the Lord has given you, you will need to make sacrifices. And you will need to have boldness. Obviously, you are a lamb when you need to be, and you are a lion when you need to be. That's right. So number one, sacrifice. Number two, boldness. Number three, the man of God had focus, which is where he drew his discipline from. So these four things, and the last one that he had, obviously, from the car being stolen and other things, we understand that he had perseverance. Yeah. So I noted four characteristics. Number one, sacrifice, boldness, focus, and perseverance. And then lastly, as a visionary that he was, and we have learned that as a visionary, these are four things that you must carry as a visionary. That number one, you must have appreciation, or you must have affirmation when other people under your leadership are doing well. You must be able to put your hand on them and say, well done. As a visionary, you are transferring the vision to the next person as you do that, you know. And number two, he did not have affirmation, but he also was able to encourage others.
Of course.
You know, as he encouraged Bomoruti Ntlane, as he encouraged Bomoruti Mamabolo, etc. Yeah. And number three, he had boldness to be able to rebuke when there's a need to do so. But he always rebuked with love.
Mm.
He rebuked to build. He did not rebuke to crush.
Yeah,
you know. So that's the third thing, and lastly, what I've noted as well as Moruti Ntlane was speaking is that the man of God was able to motivate. You know, he was able to motivate others for the sake of joining him in pushing the vision. You know,
absolutely.
So I'm just going to sum it up roughly that a vision must have the divine ability from the Lord. That's the gift. That's the skill. That's the character, and that's faith. And then the characteristics that I've noted down was sacrifice, boldness, focus, and perseverance. And the visionary, or rather the visionary would or should have the power to affirm others, to encourage others, to rebuke others, and to motivate others. And with these things, I just want to say to every listener that might be listening all over the world, if you have a vision from the Lord, surely God is going to give you the divine ability, the gift, and you must also get yourself skilled, and you must have the right character to withstand the storm, and you must have the faith that is going to drive you towards the vision, or towards you know, the destination that the Lord has called you to go to. And you're going to need to have sacrifices along the way. You need to be bold even when you are going against the wind. You must be focused at all times. You must persevere because the road is long. And lastly, you must be able to affirm others. It's not just about yourself, but you must also be able to encourage others. You must also be able to rebuke others. You must also be able to motivate others. With these words, I'm just saying thank you so very much for listening to us and for the opportunity to be part of the show tonight.
Thank you.
I'm giving my sister a chance to say whatever that she wants to say.
Yes. Thank you very much for having me tonight. Yes, I've heard a lot, and I've learned a lot again, and things that I didn't know they happened.
Yeah.
And yeah, thank you very much. That's all I can say.
Okay. So let me just read this before we close. Maybe Pastor Ntlane will remember, but let me just read it. Yeah, also my younger sister will remember. He served as a trustee of AGF and schools at Asahopo and Dekhale. He has been a pastor for 40 years. He has been a pastor for 40 years, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then in 2015, he was in the process of planting a church at Mamutintan. Okay, and early in 2016, he was in the process of opening Levaka Bible School. Now, these were the things that he was busy with, and through the vision that he laid, apparently I heard that Levaka Bible School will be open. Apparently, that was his a wish. Now it seems that it will happen. Now the last one that I want to read. He died after celebrating his 53 years anniversary of accepting Jesus as the savior of his life. Okay? 53 years. Now, he's been a pastor for 40 years.
Yes.
He never changed.
Yeah.
He accepted Jesus for almost 53 years. He never changed of what he knew, what was told to him long time ago. He never changed the word of God. He never changed the way things are run.
Yeah.
So I want to say to everyone who is listening as we sign off, don't change the vision that God gave you.
Yeah.
So the thing what I want to say is, if a person starts to change the vision, that vision was not right. Because you can't say tomorrow you change the vision. Like, for example, it's like when a person is changing... When I started the church, I said the church is fantastic gospel church. Ne? And then in 2 years, I changed. I said I'm going to call it God is Able Church. I mean, you see, it was a vision, but now I'm changing it. So what I want to say to everyone who's listening, if now as I speak, you know that that vision was not from God, it's fine. Go to the drawing board and ask God to direct you which one is the right vision. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, if you are doing something that you know that is wrong, change it. And if you are a pastor, wherever you are deciding of quitting a job, don't quit the job. Continue working and continue doing the work of God. Because when you quit, you're going to be a burden to the body of Christ. You're going to demand money, you're going to sell oil, you're going to do miracle money, and it's not good. Now, as we are signing off, I want to thank everyone. I want to thank Pastor KK. I want to thank Pastor Ntlani for his time. I want to thank Pastor Pet. I want to thank my younger sister for the time. As we are signing off, what I want to say, I want to thank the program manager. I won't mention his name. I want to thank the program manager, studio manager. He's everything, that man. He's everything. I mean, he's everything. So I thank him very well. Now, the last thing I want to say is to our listener, tomorrow at 9 o'clock, I thought maybe he will say it, but he never say it. But tomorrow 9 o'clock, he's doing his show, Pastor KK.
Yes.
Different colors, one people.
Yes.
He started 9 o'clock until 12 o'clock. And then after 12 o'clock, from 12 until 3, it's the show called Who Need a Doctor. From 6 o'clock in the morning until 9 is the show saying Time to Meditate with Pastor Pet. And from 3 o'clock until 6 is String Hills. And then 6 until 9 is this show that I'm doing. I am excited. I thank you, everyone. Until we meet again the following day, may God continue to help you. So let's just go with Umotle Jesu, and then we sign off.
I'm not there.
Omotle, 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 Omotle.
We are signing off. We already signed off, Pastor Pet. You see, we are singing.
Yes,
yeah, now on the 21st and 23rd September, it will be happening. We'll be saying,
Omotle, 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 Omotle.
Yeah, remind me next assignment.
Omotle, 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 Omotle.
Yeah, remind me next assignment, Maruti. It's been awesome. Now to our listener, whatever that I was reading, you can find it www.mjmamawulo.co.za. You can find it there, www.mjmamawulo.co.za. Then you will be motivated. We are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. And we are saying, cheers, cheers. See you on the next assignment, whatever it takes for the soul. Kana, that assignment is, what's the heading for it? I forgot, what is that?
The go heading? And tell them.
Yeah, go and tell them. Yeah, we are going to tell them that the blind see. And we thank God, we are excited, it's been awesome. What a show, what a great show. We love everybody who tuned in. Cheers, see you next time, bye bye.